This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has a message for the hundreds of thousands of federal government workers receiving no pay. And we get more from AP correspondent Matt Small.
Some 800,000 federal government workers continue receiving zero in their paychecks as the partial government shutdown lingers. President Trump addressed them, tweeting, "To all of the great people who are working so hard for your country and not getting paid, I say thank you. You are great patriots." Adding that he wants to, in his words, finally fix the humanitarian, criminal, and drug crisis at our border. But Democrats insist they won't negotiate with Trump until he ends the shutdown, now the longest in American history.
That's the AP's Matt Small. Afghanistan's Taliban says it's opened a new round of peace talks in Qatar with the United States. A Taliban spokesman said the two-day meeting in Doha will continue in through to Tuesday. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Political Reconciliation, is leading the U.S. delegation. Khalilzad has held several rounds of talks with Taliban representatives in Qatar in recent months, and the last interaction between the two sides had taken place in the United Arab Emirates in December. The European Union has imposed sanctions on Russian military intelligence chiefs over the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain last year. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels slapped travel bans and asset freezes on four Russians, including the head of the deputy Russian military intelligence, for the attacks on Sergei Skripal and his daughter. EU's foreign policy chief says that Russia's sanctions decision has a sound legal backing.
We always attach a lot of importance to the legal basis of our decisions in this field, and I'm confident the member states took this decision today on the basis of very strong legal basis that were provided in the process.
That's Federica Mogherini repute. This is VOA News. Israel launches strikes into Syria early Monday as part of its increasingly open assault on Iran's presence there. Reuters' Grace Dramone reports.
The Israeli strikes were launched in response to cross-border fire over the weekend, when Syria says it repelled an air attack and the Israeli Defense Forces reported shooting down a rocket fired at a ski resort in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
We have a permanent policy to strike at Iranian entrenchments in Syria and hurt whoever tries to hurt us.
Perceiving Iran as its biggest threat, Israel has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia, aiming to push them far from its Syrian frontier. The flare-up comes after President Donald Trump abruptly announced a withdrawal of US troops from Syria, saying the threat from Islamic State was over. That decision sparked criticism and forced some of his top aides to resign.
Meanwhile, a suicide bomber in Syria has targeted a convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in the second attack against U.S. forces in the past week. U.S. military colonel Sean Ryan said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Monday's attack comes days after a suicide attack killed 19 people, including two U.S. service members and two American civilians in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. The attack also wounded three U.S. troops and raised questions about what happens once U.S. forces withdraw from Syria for good. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is set to go to Qatar this week. This is his first overseas trip since widespread anti-government protests rocked the nation. He will be meeting with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on Wednesday to discuss ways of boosting relations. Bashir has tried to downplay the protest, insisting that foreign agents and infiltrators are responsible for the dissent as well as the violence that has followed. Greece's parliament began to debate Monday a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. This is a day after violent protests against the accord broke out in Athens. Parliamentary officials have tentatively scheduled a vote for Thursday on the deal, which calls for Macedonia to change its name and for Greece to drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. A deal was debated Monday in the Greek Parliament's Committee on Defense and Foreign Policy. Greeks have been divided over this accord, in which Macedonia changes its name to the Republic of North Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Some Greeks say the new name still represents an attempt to appropriate Greek culture and cultural heritage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.